What's up, y'all? Y'all already know who it is. It's your girl, Cora, back on the Cora Shenanigans, and this is episode 4. Today is question and answers, and basically what this episode is about is I ask you guys to ask me questions on my Instagram, my podcast Instagram, and whatever questions that you guys ask me, I take them, I write them down, and I pick and choose which question I want to answer. Now, yes, I will post the questions you guys ask me on the podcast page, but I will never answer them. So what's it called? Let's just get into it. Okay, now a lot of the questions that I get are like repetitive questions sometimes because I feel like there are a lot more new followers that I have. So they ask the same questions I've already answered. And then there's questions that I get that are personal. So that's why I pick and choose what questions I want to answer. But the first question is, do I want any more kids? Yes, I do. I want more kids, at least one more, okay? The next question I have is, do you feel like family is toxic? And this is a great question, and it's also my next episode. Family is toxic, and family comes with a lot of toxicity, and it's your job to remove yourself from that. If you feel like it's too much for you, if you feel like you just don't want to be around it, remove yourself. Like, yes, they are your family and they are your blood, but you do not have to tolerate them and you don't have to deal with them. And a lot of times people be like, oh, but that's still your family member. Okay. We're still family. Yes, that's not going to change. But if I don't want you in my life because you're making me feel some type of way, or you talking shit about me and thinking I'm not going to know, or you just doing shit that I just don't fucking like or agree with, I'm not tolerating that shit. I'm not tolerating that shit. So yes, family is toxic. And it's up to you to realize that and to choose what is it that you want to do. See, with me, I have my kid now. And I don't want my daughter around toxic shit. I don't want my daughter around certain shit that I was around. I don't want that. And whether people feel some type of way about it, that's my decision. Because I'm a grown-ass woman. Another thing is, family thinks that because they're family, they get to do whatever they want to do. And that's not how it works. But yes, my answer to your question is that family is toxic. So this next question is very interesting. and it was asked anonymously, so I don't know who asked it. But thank you for the question, because I'm going to get into it. The question is, if a man has a baby mother, is his girlfriend obligated to have a bond with his child's mother? If the man has multiple baby mothers, are the baby mothers supposed to get along for the kid? And I'm going to tell you right now, through my experience, like me trying to have a bond with my man's BM, it worked at first, but then it didn't. And I just feel like I'm going to always be a solid ass bitch, regardless of how anyone feels about me or how anyone perceives me. Like, I can't control how people feel about me. I can't control what people say about me, like the shit that they talk. I can't control that. But all I know is that their perception of me isn't me. They're projecting their bullshit and how they feel about me onto me. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like it's super dope for the women that can put their bullshit aside and be cordial for the sake of the kids. I think it's super dope that the baby mamas can come together and go out together and just create memories for the kids. And not only create memories for the kids, but become close and become friends themselves. I think that's very dope, okay? Because I feel like you don't always have to go through the father. If you have a bond with the mother, you can continue to make plans with the mother without the father being there. I think it's super dope for the women that do that. Now, for the women that can't do that, I think you just need to grow the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't control what the man does and how many kids the man has. But if that man has other kids, that those kids are your kids' siblings. And there should be no way, shape, or form that you're running your mouth about your child's siblings or even saying they're a mistake or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But through my experience and, like, me seeing like my siblings or my friends go through this shit, it's not always going to happen like that, okay? In my experience, I've tried to have a bond. It didn't work out. And I just feel like regardless of what I've been through with my man's BM, I'ma still remain solid. I'ma still give her that respect because she is my bonus baby's mother. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm not tolerating anything. I'm not going to kiss ass. I'm not going to continuously try to have a bond. I've done that. I've pushed myself. I've busted my ass to try to have a bond. And it just didn't work out. And honestly, if it don't work out, it don't work out. Don't force. Now, the girlfriend is not obligated to have a bond with the mother, but I feel like the girlfriend should try to have a bond with the mother because at the end of the day, you are around that woman's child. Okay. Now, again, like I said, it doesn't always work out like that. You know, like some baby mamas are just bitter and just can't see another woman around her kid, no matter what it is. But I just think that it would be dope for women to come together and build bonds and create memories for the sake of their children. And I see a lot of women who do it. And I think it's, like I said, it's super dope. And I love that. But if you are in a situation where it just doesn't work out like that, it just doesn't work out like that. And that's just it. Like, do what you need to do. And that's it. Remain the solid bitch that you are. If you a dope ass bitch, continue to be that. And that's it. And not only that, if you're around a woman's child, just make sure that you're doing your best to give all the love and care to that kid. Okay? Do your best. You're not replacing the mother. Definitely not. But you are an extra person in that child's life. So do the best that you can and make sure you're doing a damn good job at it, you know? This next question is, how do you feel about friend groups and friends being weird to you? Now, I am a bit tired of talking about friendships because I feel like I've already had a friendship episode. So like, if you want to know my outtake and about friendships, just listen to that episode. But I'm just going to say, if you are in a friend group and you feel like you're the outcast and you're the outsider, it's probably because you are. It's probably because they don't really give a fuck about you outside of that group. Okay? Like, you can tell who's really your friend and who's really not. All you need to do is pay fucking attention. All you need to do is look at the signs and fuck with people the way they fuck with you. Don't overdo it. As I've said before in my other episodes in season 2, do not pour into people's cups who are not pouring into yours. And that's just that. And if your cup is half full, stop fucking pouring into other people's cups because you're just going to drain your fucking self. Okay? It's that simple. Know who is in your life and in your corner and know and truly believe that they are there for you. And if you see any signs that shows otherwise, remove them from your life. That's it. It's that simple. This next question is, if there's any person that you think goes above and beyond for you, no matter what it is, who has been there throughout every single thing, who would it be and why? And I'm going to say it's my mother. My mother has been through fucking hell and back, okay? She has gone through the worst things that I couldn't even see myself going through. And I just have to say that that woman is a warrior. She is so resilient. She is so strong that I look up to her, okay? Because no matter what she does, she constantly keeps going. She does not give up. And that's where I get it from. And I just have to say, like, she is my mother and father. Though I do talk to my father and I do have some sort of a bond with him, but I'm going to tell you that my mom did everything for me. And whenever I need her, even now as at the age of 30, I can call my mother and she's there. You know what I'm saying? That woman gave me birth and I wish that I had the money to give her the world, honestly, because she deserves it. She really does. How do you feel about people talking shit about you? Girl, whoever the fuck asked me this question, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't care. Like, you can't control what people say about you. You just can't. Like, shouldn't even be your fucking concern. Because if they're talking shit behind your back, you need to realize that they're behind you for a reason. Those motherfuckers are pissed off because you're probably doing something that they are not doing or that they want to do and they can't because they ain't got the fucking balls to do it. Like, I came to a point in my life where I'm just like, I'm not tolerating anything. I'm allowing my boundaries to be put up and be respected. And if you're not respecting my boundaries, I'm going to tell you the fuck off and that's it. I just truly don't care how people feel about me because I know that I'm a damn good person. And not saying that I'm perfect. I would not ever say that I'm perfect because there is no such thing as perfection. I'm imperfectly perfect. And I'm going to tell you right now, I wear my flaws and all. And I am myself through it all. And I think that's so important. Like, even when people talk shit about you, be yourself. That's it. And if people are talking shit about you, it's because they want to be you, or they can't be in your life, or they can't be your friend, or you just got something that they want and they can't have. And that's just that. Like, that's just my outtake of it. Like, that's just it. I really like this next question. This next question, the question is, how can you show kindness to yourself today? And a lot of times we beat ourselves up and like we tend to move to the more negative side than a positive side. So how can I be kind, show kindness to myself today? By giving myself some affirmations, telling myself that I am amazing and beautiful and that whatever I put my mind to, I can do it. But not only that, that I can conquer the motherfucking world if I wanted to. Okay, just telling myself that like I have gone through a lot of things and that I'm still doing the damn thing and that I feel like that's very important. But to whoever asked this question, thank you, because that was a question that like I rarely get. So I'm glad that I can be able to answer it. But you can show yourself kindness by giving yourself a lot of love and telling yourself that like, I love myself and, you know, I love the fact that I am in this world and I am able to give a piece of myself to people. So this last question that I'm going to answer they asked, how can you make a relationship work or make a relationship last? And though I am not the relationship guru, like, I'm just going to tell you through my experience, it's about effort. It's about putting your all in a relationship. If you really want that relationship, then you're going to do whatever you need to do to make sure that relationship lasts, okay? And a lot of people do the things that they want to do to get that person, and then when they get that person, they stop doing it. Don't do that. Because at the end of the day, when you're in a relationship with someone, you both are growing every single day. You both are becoming different people, but together. You know what I'm saying? You guys are a team. So it's like, one, respect your relationship. Two, if you really love that relationship and you want it to last, do your job, okay? Figure out what your partner's wants and needs are. What are their likes and concerns? And just go from there. Like, get to know your partner. And it's not just because you've been with someone for years that you know them. Yes, you know them. But you are still changing as a person every single day. And so is your partner. So it's very important for you guys to go on dates, for you guys to have alone time and figure out what it is that you guys need to do to make your relationship better. Because if you're not doing that, you're going to lose your relationship. It's not only about not communicating and showing affection. There's a lot that goes into losing a relationship. And I'm going to tell you right now, 9 out of 10 times, a woman has already made her decision about if she wants to stay in the relationship or not. You know what I'm saying? And so has a man. So you guys just need to work together to build that foundation. And if y'all truly want it together, you guys are going to make it work. You just can't give up on your relationship and you can't be sloppy and you cannot be lazy about it. You need to do what you need to do and do the things that you were doing before you guys were in a relationship. That should not stop at all. And a lot of times in this world right now, people get into relationships and be together for years and the spark isn't there because you guys aren't doing the same shit that you guys were doing when you wanted each other. You know? So I hope that answered your question. And this will be the last question that I answer of the episode. So yeah. And so on that note, those are the questions that I'm going to answer on this episode. I will have another question and answer episode, but I think I'm a little bit done with the questions right now. I think I answered them truthfully and honestly the way that I would normally answer a question. I thank you guys for asking me the questions. I will be back with another episode, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day and weekend. Toodles.